In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. My sisters and brothers, good morning. We gather here this great feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord, also celebrating, fittingly so, the first vows of our sisters. We come forward as children of the light. My brothers and sisters, we also acknowledge at times that we don't demonstrate that terribly well. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son, confirm the mysteries of faith by the witness of the fathers and wonderfully prefigured our full adoption to sonship, grant, we pray, to your servants that listening to the voice of your beloved Son, we may merit to become co-heirs with him, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the ancient one took his throne. His clothing was snow bright, and the hair on his head was as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire, with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him. The myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the ancient one and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages served him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Sister Mary Michaelina Bass, Sister Kiara Joan McFarland. The Lord says, I have called you by name, you are mine. In his name we call forth your response.
Lord, you have called me, here I am.
My dear sisters, what do you ask of God and his holy church?
I ask for God's merciful love and a share in the life of the religious community of the Franciscan Sisters, Third Order Regular, of Penance of the Sorrowful Mother.
Thanks be to God. I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
Before I begin, certainly a word of congratulations to Mother Mary Ann. Certainly, welcome to all family and friends of Sister Mary Michaelina, as well as Sister Kiara Joan. I've got the right ones, of course, on both sides. Congratulations, and God bless you. Thank you, and welcome certainly here to the Diocese of Steubenville, and I like to call the top of the Easter Mountain here in Toronto, with the TOR sisters. And another thing with regard to a beautiful group of people we have here, a good size, especially the priests. Mother Mary Ann, I think we missed something here. We should take a collection. Sorry, that's the pastor in me, but no offense intended to my brother pastors here. How fitting, as I mentioned, for us to celebrate the first profession of our two beloved daughters here on the Transfiguration. Yes, a symbol of change, but also a bright light demonstrating, manifesting the truth who Jesus Christ is. I mentioned how much I am certainly in awe, but grateful for the zeal that our Franciscan sisters TOR, that you are able to demonstrate out, not simply here on the hill, but throughout the community, the Samaritan House, Lamp Ministries, throughout the city. But we all know zeal, while it can be contagious, if not sustained, it dissipates. Zeal requires constant, daily encounter. Encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ, who sustains each one of us, regardless our Christian vocation. Today most certainly points at Jesus Christ and his identity. If we question that, if anybody questions that, well, the word from God the Father, this is my beloved Son. I think that would pretty much give it away. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to him. What does that mean? We'll get back to that in a second. But these words from God the Father here on Mount Tabor are almost identical to God the Father's words at the baptism of Jesus. What does this mean? Thanks for asking. Jesus is the only thing God the Father has to say to us. The only thing. It is not, that's it. No, it's that's everything. Everything. For God the Father has given the Son to us. To us. This is not a spiritual bucket list item. God is here for our salvation, and He invites our encounter with His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God reveals to those accompanying Jesus up the mountain what He already revealed to St. Peter just a chapter before, when, as we see at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, St. Peter acknowledges, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." My sisters and brothers, what further evidence or witness does the world need when it comes from the very mouth of God Himself? Now back to, listen to Him. What does this mean? It means that in the Father's words, it's not simply learn from His teaching. It's listen to Him, encounter Him daily. And it comes down to encountering Jesus and continuing to mature in our faith through personal and communal relationship and prayer. The second letter of St. Peter echoes the Father's words as further testimony, calling us forth to be lights shining in the darkness. Again, this is not a bucket list item for the apostles either. It is a directive to be missionary disciples, i.e., disciples of the light. The light is underscored to each and every one of us in our first reading today from the book of Daniel. Light depicts holiness and purity, as it does also in the New Testament. My dear sister Mary Michaelina, my dear sister Kiara Joan, immerse yourselves in that bright light through the evangelical councils, and in particular through penance. As you do more than learn from Jesus, but you listen to Him, you encounter Him. The Holy Scriptures, the revealed Word of God, should not and cannot be minimalized to a static reality of a history book. No, the revealed Word of God is encounter with God and Jesus Christ. The revealed Word of God is a love story, God's love story, and we're part of it. Yes, listen to Him, encounter Him. This day, may we allow the words from St. Teresa of Calcutta to echo in our hearts that God has created us to be loved, and that is the beginning of prayer, to know that He loves you, He loves me, and that we have been created for greater things. This day we celebrate just that. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am. I have
your people in my heart. My dear sisters, God bless you.
My dear sisters, by water and the Holy Spirit, you have already been consecrated to God's service. Are you resolved to unite yourself more closely to Him by the new bond of religious profession?
I am.
In your desire to follow Christ perfectly, are you resolved to live chastity for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, to choose a life of poverty, and to offer the sacrifice of obedience?
I am.
May Almighty God grant you His grace to fulfill your resolution.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, look upon these servants of yours who are resolved to dedicate their lives to you by making profession of the evangelical councils in the presence of your church today. Mercifully grant that their manner of life may bring glory to your name and further your loving plan of redemption. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I, Sister Mary Michaelina, vow to Almighty God to live for 1 year the counsels of chastity, poverty, and obedience, according to the rule and the life of the brothers and sisters of the Third Order Regular of St. Francis, and the constitutions of the Franciscan Sisters, Third Order Regular, of Penance of the Sorrowful Mother. With our community as witnesses, I freely make my profession in your presence, Mother Mary Ann. Relying on His mercy, I entrust my life to the chaste, poor, and obedient Christ. I freely choose to join our Sorrowful Mother at the foot of the cross, and with St. Francis as my model of gospel living, I place myself at the disposal of this religious congregation to glorify God and to make known His merciful love.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I, Sister Kiara Joan, vow to Almighty God to live for 1 year the counsels of chastity, poverty, and obedience, according to the rule and life of the brothers and sisters of the Third Order Regular of St. Francis, and the constitutions of the Franciscan Sisters, Third Order Regular of Penance of the Sorrowful Mother. With our community as witnesses, I freely make my profession in your presence, Mother Mary Ann. Relying on His mercy, I entrust my life to the chaste, poor, and obedient Christ. I freely choose to join our Sorrowful Mother at the foot of the cross, and with St. Francis as my model of gospel living, I place myself at the disposal of this religious congregation to glorify God and to make known His merciful love.
Sisters, if you remain faithful to these vows, I promise you, in the name of God, eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
My dear sisters, it is fitting to renew the vigor of the new life begun in baptism by continuing conversion. Receive, therefore, the habit of penance of St. Francis, which resembles the cross as a sign of your consecration, and the cord of our seraphic Father, that it may be for you a bond of the love of poverty.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Behold him to whom you are espoused. Behold him to whom you are espoused. Receive the rule of the Brothers and Sisters of the Third Order Regular of St. Francis and live faithfully what you have learned. Amen. Let us show a sign of congratulations.
I believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, Lord and Father before all ages,
God, light and light,
true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, who is crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. And rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven
and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
I believe in one Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Dear brothers and sisters, we rejoice today because these servants of God desire by their first profession to reflect the glory of the transfigured Christ to all the world. Let us, in unity of heart, pray to God our Father, who gives to each the grace of a vocation.
We pray for the Church, for Pope Francis, Bishop Jeffrey, all bishops, priests, deacons, and faithful. May we continually grow in holiness and unity and be a witness to all people of the light and glory of Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for our president and all world leaders, that they may work for justice, peace, and the common good of all peoples. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the sick and suffering, especially those with cancer or other incurable diseases, and their loved ones and caregivers, that they may know the comfort and healing of the love of Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all families, that they may imitate the love of the Blessed Trinity, be a witness of the sanctity and fruitfulness of marriage, and extend mercy and healing to those in broken families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all priests, especially those here celebrating with us and our spiritual directors and confessors, that they may be holy and thus lead their people to deeper holiness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for blessings on our sisters who professed vows today and upon all who live the evangelical counsels, that Christ's love may shine in their lives, and that like the first disciples of Jesus, they may be one in heart and mind. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all those who have died, especially members of the Riffen, Wagner, and Bell's families, and for all the holy souls in purgatory, especially those in most need of God's mercy. May they rejoice with the saints forever in heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father, you are well pleased with your Son. Be pleased to hear our prayers. By the prayers of the Immaculate Virgin Mary and of Saint Francis, pour forth your Holy Spirit upon these, our sisters, so that they may fulfill in their whole lives the promise they have made today through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. You give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice is offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously made holy, these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
Forever and ever. hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostle, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, but not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, to live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy to be a gentle murmur, but the silver of my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us pray. May the heavenly nourishment we have received, O Lord, we pray, transform us into the likeness of your Son, whose radiant splendor you will to make manifest in his glorious transfiguration, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Okay, it was a tall deacon that was here before me, so I just want to take an opportunity to thank everyone for coming, especially for you, Bishop, and for being so supportive of us. Thank you so much for coming. And he was just here a month ago, so he's doing double duty, so thank you.
They're going to put me in the kitchen pretty soon.
And for all the clergy who are here, and for our brother T.O.R. Friars, thank you for coming. It really makes it a Franciscan celebration when you all are here, and our secular Franciscans are also here, so thank you for coming. And I see other Franciscans here, so thank you. And for all of our friends, and especially for the families, and we have the Wagner family here, the Bells family, and the Rafan family. It was all of your support that allowed Sister Mary Michaelina and Sister Chiara Joan to be here. And so I just want to thank you all, because I know it's your loving support that really brought them to this moment. So thank you very much for that. And for all of you, thank you, because your being here has really made this a really beautiful celebration.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing.
May God, who inspires and brings to completion every holy design, guard you always with his grace, that you may faithfully discharge the duties of your calling.
Amen.
May God make you partakers of divine charity and its witness and sign before all nations.
Amen.
May God graciously make lasting in heaven the bonds by which he has united you to Christ on earth.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless all of you who are gathered here for these sacred rites, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.